This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You are listening to a podcast of Catching Up on Joy 94.9. If you're enjoying the show, you can tune in on Tuesday nights from 9 till 10 p.m. on Joy 94.9.
And now on Joy 94.9, it's time for Catching Up with your hosts, Dolly Adamson, Brett Scriber, and Jamie Lewis.
Good evening and camp as a row of tents. This is Catching Up on Joy 94.9. Hi, Dolly.
Oh,
hi,
Brett. Yes, camp as a row, are we, sweetheart?
Camp as a row of tents.
Oh, that's nice, isn't it? That's lovely. Yeah, you're on, sweetie. Oh, what are you? You're number one live across
Hello,
Australia.
Hello, I'm here now.
Welcome
Hello,
back,
kids.
Gorgeous. Welcome back.
Oh, my goodness. It's another Catching Up special. And what is it about this week?
From Summer Bay to Bonnie Doon, Australian TV specials,
from
Brett.
From Kingswood Country to Camberwell.
There you go.
A little bit of Aussie, hey?
Oi, oi, oi. Absolutely. Hey, we want to hear from you. What did you love or what is your favourite of Oz TV? Email us on air at joy.org.au, SMS us on 0427 Joy949, or give us a call 1300 Joy949.
Got lots of fun coming up. Stick around for Catching Up.
What have we got coming up, Danny?
Oh, we've got heaps of stuff.
Just quickly, though.
Oh, with the top 10 phrases that changed the nation.
I've got Sale of the Century quiz.
Oh, yes, and I've got Overland.
And you've got Stuffing Stuckers.
Stuffing TV stuff fillers.
Oh, we're moving right along tonight.
Well, we've got a lovely song as well to start
off. Starting off, we have The Times with you, little Trustmaker. I'm trusting you're all going to have a very good time here on Joy 94.9. Catching up.
Joy 94.9.
Yeah, that's The Times. They're a Philadelphia funk band. We're going back to 1974. What do you think of that, kids? Do you like them?
Loved it.
I'm loving their voices, aren't they?
Trust is such a beautiful thing.
MES.
It's Tuesday night. You're in the Catching Up crew, and we're talking about
sweetheart.
Oz TV tonight.
Yes.
On Joy 94.9. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. But before we do that, it's time for Catching Up with us. My dearest Dolly, my dearest Jamie, what have you guys been doing this week?
Well, I went shopping with a bunch of girls in Los Angeles because you know I get around.
Yeah, you like
and,
shopping.
Yeah,
you were such a valley girl.
I know. I love it over there. Well, things are so cheap. You can buy twice as much for half as much money, which I love.
Valley girl.
But the girls, well, now this is a little bit explicit, folks. If you're under 15, maybe block your ears just for a second.
Oh,
so Uncle Brett's saying for his nephews and nieces, please leave the room for the moment. But Sissy, you can stay in the room.
Yes. So we went dildo shopping basically because they were a bit frustrated and some of them are single. No, no.
Not the girls. The girls you went with?
The girls I went
with. Who are you hanging out with?
Well, they hired the car, so I needed to go with someone. And the first stop for them was Lotions and Lace, which was a bit of a specialty shop. But anyway, we don't advertise here. But anyway, did you know dildos have got so colourful, like beautiful,
really?
Rich, deep purples and lovely shapes that vibrate. But of course, we had to be careful because when you transfer the power, because it's a different power system in America, you didn't want to blow your pussy up. You had to be really careful.
Blow your pussy up.
Well, because the voltage is different.
Well, I was going to say...
Rock and roll.
Oh, my God. Danger, danger. High voltage.
One of the girls said, now, that's beautiful. I wouldn't mind putting that by my bed. And I said, darling, that looks more like a lava lamp than a dildo.
Oh, so, was it that big?
Well, it was quite.
Oh, lordy, lordy, lordy.
Oh, my goodness. We've been on the air for 9 minutes and we were talking about this.
Well,
anyway,
I didn't
charming.
Want to be dragged down to that lava abyss.
Doubles
anyway,
up as a bit of furniture for your house.
That's what you did last
that's
week.
That's my week.
Over the weekend.
Jamie,
what about you?
Keep yourself nice.
Keep yourself nice. That's what we were talking about. What's wrong with that?
Jolly darling, what have you been doing? And please don't say it's the same as Jamie.
No, not at all. I'm never like that. You know, I'm quite clean. I'm a nice girl.
Well, yes.
Well, I'm a bit upset, you know.
Yes.
Oh, God. Here we go. She's written
a letter.
Can
you see my busted arsehole face? I've invited 20 people to my birthday party, 70s disco dance dinner.
Yes.
And it's going to be pretty special.
Yes.
Yes.
We're going to theme it, have some angels on horseback.
Right.
Oh, fabulous.
Avocado prawn cocktails.
Beautiful.
Dress ups.
Yes.
Okay. Play a bit of disco.
Yes.
Cool music. Dress up the front deck. Do it proper. Do it right. Keep yourself nice.
Keep yourself nice.
It's sounding good so far, Dolly.
Yes, and I don't know, but Shannon and I host pretty spectacular themed dinners. We don't muck around. We're not cheap.
No.
6 have replied. And one reply was, well, it's a long weekend, so we're around. What the hell is that? I mean, can't you get a little bit more excited than that?
Do you know why this has happened? Because she didn't do an event on Facebook. Because the people
what it
just
is.
Want to click.
Oh, piss off. I'm not doing crap. I mean, what is it? People just so friggin' popular they can't get excited about anything anymore?
Did you expect an RSVB clue through the mail?
Like it's my 50th with a pig on the spit, for Christ's sake.
It's a busy time of year, Dolly. You will get more invites.
So I'm going to have the dinner in the toilet, as that's the smallest room in the house, and at least I'm guaranteed of filling that. You know what I mean? But are you boys coming, by the way? Because that'll make it.
That would be yes, Jamie.
I'm definitely going to try my hardest.
I'm going to come.
Yes.
I didn't think we
that's
had
eight.
To reply.
We'll have a good time.
I'm used to replying
etiquette,
a few
done.
Days after. Yeah. You've only just sent it out in the last few days,
yes.
darling.
There's a little bit more excitement.
Okay, now do we have to dress up?
A little bit.
Dress
yes,
up?
Yes. It's a theme, anything darling. 70s disco.
So anything from the 70s?
Yes.
Do you know what we should do, Brett? Yes. You and I should
not
go
that
the,
hard,
we darling. Should go the throw. You and
no,
me, because
I'm
we've got no hair.
You and I should do, remember Baccarat? Yes. Where one would be dressed in black and one would be dressed in white.
Oh, no, I've done that.
You've done that?
No, I want to go the throw.
You want to do the throw?
Yeah.
You can do the throw.
With, what are those big pants called?
Flares.
Yeah, I want to do some flares.
I could see
flares,
you on a jumpsuit.
Oh, catsuit.
Well, because you're so
little
skinny.
Little catsuit, all in
yes.
one. Do the all in one,
yes.
darling.
Black
yeah.
catsuit.
A little bit hard to go
yes.
to the...
Oh, I better keep going know. To pump.
Yeah, perhaps not drink as much.
What's been going on with you, Brett?
I had my old, because you know I've just recently changed jobs, and I had my Christmas party for my old work on Friday.
No. How was that hideous?
Well, let's just say someone got in at 3:30 after a rather misadventure at the Peel.
3:30 a.m.
And 3:30
a.m. What do you mean misadventure at the Peel?
Well, what happened was, it was in St Kilda,
yes.
and it was at the St Kilda Bars, and it was fabulous.
Mm.
Now, all the gays, because there's a lot of gays in the company that I used to work for, said, we're all going to the Greyhound. But the guy I was knocking around with that night... Mm. He was down from Sydney and he insisted on going to the Peel.
Right.
And Andrew, my partner, had already, he said, keep yourself nice, I'm going home.
Keep right? yourself nice.
So we wait half an hour to get a cab,
yes.
get to the Peel, and let's just say Friday night at the Peel isn't what I remember, and it was a bit rubbish. So we went to Circuit and that was wrapping up, and by that time it was 3 a.m. and I said...
Oh, you missed your chance.
I sobered up and said, going home.
Going home.
But you kept yourself nice, and that's important.
Bat and bowl, going home, had enough.
Sobered up.
I then spent the entire day on a couch with a bucket of KFC.
Couldn't have sobered up that much then, sweetheart.
So you kept yourself nice, and then you didn't in the end anyway.
Yes.
Because of your chicken fetish.
Oh, goodness. Oh,
sad life, isn't it?
You're on Catching Up. Now, coming back after the little traffic.
Ethel Chopp here. You're listening to Joy 94.9.
Oh, that was Ethel Chopp, by the way. And you're going to be talking to us about Oz TV, aren't
We're
you,
We're going to do
Jeremy?
The top 10 Aussie phrases that changed the nation.
Hello, this is Fiona O'Loughlin, and I heard that my old ID was getting a bit boring, so here's a new one. Hello.
Thank you. Thank
That's
you
a bit
so
boring
much.
Too,
that was
I'm
a bit
quite.
Boring as well, Fiona. You're on Catching Up with the delicious Dolly, the Ooh. Jump around Jamie and Bad Boy Brett on this Tuesday night. We are talking Oz TV. And dearest Jamie has got a very special top 10 for us.
I'm doing a top 10 countdown of phrases that changed the nation. Because let's face it, folks, we are a nation of people that love a good catchphrase.
Absolutely.
Don't we?
Yeah.
Now,
yeah.
I'm going to start at number 10. With one that's a bit for the kids now. No, don't play it.
Oh.
That's number nine.
What was that? That was number nine.
I told you they're not all sequential.
Oh, okay. I thought I was all over that. Sorry,
I'm not coming to your party now.
Yeah, fair enough. This is why.
So what was number 10?
Okay, number 10 is, of course, Wake Up Jeff from The Wiggles. You would know about The Wiggles.
No. Don't Asher hated The Wiggles.
Now you may play number 9.
Okay.
May I?
Yes, please, darling.
If it's not quite right... This is what I say.
Wait for it. Who is it, Brett?
At first I thought it was Kevin Bloody Wilson.
No.
Yeah,
it sounded like Kevin
and then
Bloody
I realised
Wilson.
It was Con the Fruiterer. Con the Fruiterer
from Comedy Couple of Days. Couple of Days. Remember he had all those daughters, Tula Vula Gula and a Guppy?
Yes.
That's right.
Who did he have?
Tula Mula Kula Pula.
They are lovely Greek names, I'm sure.
I love it.
And number eight goes to Kylie Mole.
Kylie Mole, yes.
Goes
with a chewy, yeah.
I love it when she went, she goes. Oh, she just went.
She just went. Yes.
I did find lots of clips of her and actually Kylie Minogue bopping around. It was quite a long time ago.
Funny, just quickly, because I know you've got things to do. Comedy Company in the first two seasons knocked off 60 Minutes because it was that popular in the ratings.
Wow. Mm. Gee, that's funny.
I remember having a TV.
It changed Australia's viewing habits on a Sunday night.
Mm. Number seven will speak for itself, I do believe, Dolly.
Lovely. Like a choice. There's a bear
in there. It must be in circuit. And the chair as well. There are people with games and stories to tell. Open wide, come inside.
It's Play School. Who's your favourite Play School presenter?
It had to be. Was it Benita?
Yeah, I think that sounds right.
Benita and John Hamlin. And I always love the arch window.
I mean, there's a bear in there and a chair as well. It's not a BDSM night at a pub or anything, peeps. Know, it does sound a lot more suspicious than it is, doesn't
know,
it? And a whip as well.
There are peoples with games and there's always stories to tell after one of those nights.
Oh, what happens at the play school stays at the place.
Keep yourself nice.
Number six, Dolly, and I think we'll just play and this will flood back the memories, this one.
All right.
Mobiles. Problem with my Google mobile, and I was wondering, G-O-G-G-O, problem with my Google mobile, and yeah, no, not the dot, so obviously it's the dot.
Do you remember that?
Loved it, that G-O. Man.
Now, he was actually in prison.
Yes, wasn't he a bad screw?
He was an evil screw.
What was it?
It was a tiny little car.
It's a TV advertisement from years ago. Well, clearly it wasn't.
Was it about a car, was it?
Yeah, he's looking for a part for his go-go-mobile.
Oh, go-go-mobile.
Yes.
Go-go-mobile.
That's right.
Right.
Number five.
Is this changing a nation?
Didn't change your nation, that one in particular. But I'm sure
that
the
ones. That doesn't mean anything,
look, coming up, they will.
Six people coming to my party.
That's right. Clearly you're well connected.
Clearly.
So at number five.
Nathan, you fag!
What's that from? Nathan, you fag.
Play it again.
Oh, was that from.
Nathan, you fag!
Was that from.
What's he saying, Donnie?
Nathan, you fag.
Nathan, you fag.
Nathan, beautiful.
Donnie, you don't watch TV. Why are we doing a TVO special?
Chris, I don't know.
Chris Lilly.
Chris Lilly's character.
And it wasn't from Australian of the Year, it was the other one.
Oh, it was. Oh, I think that, well, those characters were in both.
Yes.
They were
in both. Summer Heights High. Yeah,
Summer Heights High and We Can Be Heroes, of course. Hmm. Now, number four, we don't have a clip for this, Dolly.
No, we don't.
But I think this one's going to be high. It's going to be higher on the list in a few years' time. And it's Kiss Me Katoot.
Kiss Me Katoot. Kiss Me Katoot.
Because have you seen the new follow-up? How about she's romanticising?
With the sun kiss.
With the sun kiss. Yes. You look like a sunrise.
Well, I remember I was in Bali a couple of months ago and there were T-shirts everywhere. Kiss Me Katoot. It's going to be huge.
Kiss Me Katoot.
It is.
It's going to change the nation.
It's charge.
Now, we do have a little bit of a longer clip, which we'll play, which is number three, and it will speak for itself. And I couldn't just stop with, I said love,
oh,
I said Pete,
modern.
I said love.
I said Lionel, I said Pete, I said love, I said Lionel, I said Pete, I said son. You are my son. Nothing could alter the bond I feel for you, even if you do indulge in acts that make me feel physically sick. Even if you wear one of those abominations against God, it would not change the way I feel about you one whit. We just wouldn't see one another ever again, and I'd tell everyone that you'd moved to New Zealand and fallen into a geyser. And what did he say then? He said he wasn't a homosexual.
That's reassuring. How old is he now, Lee?
40.
Still hasn't married?
No.
Probably just hasn't found the right girl yet.
I'm a hard act to follow, Carl.
I should pet, I should love, I should pet.
Would you want to come out if your mum was Lynn and Carmel? I don't think so.
No, I don't think so. I love them.
Now, number two, it's got to go to the beautiful Kath Day Knight. But there were so many things that she said that changed a nation. And she's amazingly talented and, well, beautiful, that Jane Turner, of course. But the one I chose
look
for today. Well, you'd think so, but no, I think you'll like it even more.
Here we go.
What for the love of God is that?
It's a statue you wanted.
What? No, it's not.
Yes, it is. It's a statue of little baby Jesus.
Little baby Jesus? Oh, little baby Jesus, Kim Jesus.
That's I love
little
the baby,
baby
Jesus.
Jesus,
you know. Kim's such a special girl. But listen, folks, number one.
What's number
here
one?
Here we go.
Well, thanks for the drum roll.
Any ideas?
No.
Dolly? Well, you're clearly not.
I actually thought that it
gone
would
to
have
the
been
pool
Cat
room?
Day Night.
This one, you all know. You all know
all
this
right.
one.
All right.
Not happy Jan.
Do you know what? That changed.
And again.
That did. Oh.
She doesn't know
not
it.
Happy Jan.
Ah, Jan. I love it. I know she, that one, darling.
Do you know what I saw? I love that ad when she was going, Jan, where's the ad? And she, one, two, three.
staying calm.
Staying calm.
So there you go, folks. The top 10 phrases that changed a nation. Well, not so much changed, but got us talking, didn't
it? Got us talking.
Got us talking.
I like that, sweetheart. I like that a lot.
Dolly, we've got a beautiful song coming
yes,
up.
Yes, I know.
Haven't we, sweetheart?
Just talk amongst yourselves until I find it.
I want to talk about, well, look, just quickly. It's all about Oz TV. Want to hear from you. What's your favourite Oz TV? How did it change your life?
You know what else is really exciting, Brett?
What, darling?
You've been very busy and there's a whole lot of podcasts up that people can follow
us
on.
Oh, my goodness.
Can't they?
Yes.
We should be selling that.
And if
we
you...
should be, but we'll do it after the song.
I love you.
This is the Isley Brothers.
This old heart.
This old heart of mine.
Sister.
1966.
We're going to church.
Yes, I do.
Motown.
Yes, I do.
Hello, this is Julia Zemiro, and you're listening to Joy 94.9. Lucky you.
Here at Catching Up, we like to say, keep yourself nice. But tonight I'm going to go one better than that and say, what have you done today to make yourself proud? What's that? Nothing. Well, it's not too late, because you can subscribe to our podcasts. Check it out at www.facebook.com/catchingup on joy. Next up on Catching Up, it's Brett's Oz TV quiz. Take it away, Brett.
Here we go, guys. Remember this from the late 70s?
Tonight on Australia's biggest bargain sale, ooh, we're offering the new VL
it's
Camry
a game
and
show.
Commodore.
It's a Camry and a Commodore, guys.
$49 for $515.
What are you doing,
Tony?
What are you doing?
All
you're
the prizes plus a
blackjack.
$100,000 of $100. Two of the incredible bargains on
Sale of the Century.
Yay!
What have you got for us on Sale of the Century? What
my favourite quiz show. So I'm going to ask you some quiz. Those of you who are listening at home, you can play, keep a record, because I want to hear your scores as well. So first off, when TV started in 1956 in Australia, it coincided with what first major sporting event shown on TV?
Oh, bugger.
Cricket?
1956?
No. Oh, the Olympics?
Well
oh,
done.
Melbourne Olympics.
The Melbourne Olympic Games.
Oh, good on you.
It was bloody
the,
clever.
It was also the first modern Olympic Games with a closing ceremony.
Oh, didn't
we
they
invented
do that before
it.
That?
We did that.
Trust us.
We did the closing ceremony.
We did the closing ceremony.
You know why? Because everyone wanted to get down the bloody pub.
They wanted
didn't
to get
they?
Out, yes.
Okay, question,
I was celebrating.
Question two.
The end.
Graham Kennedy was known as the King. Mm. Can you name two TV shows that made him famous?
Oh, it was
the
was
Graham
Blankety
Kennedy
Blanks.
Show?
Yes.
Blankety Blanks.
And Blankety Blanks.
I would have also accepted IMT in Melbourne Tonight.
I am in Melbourne Tonight. Oh.
Coast to Coast in Australia's Didn't Funniest Home one. Videos.
He was best on Blankety Blanks,
yes,
wasn't he?
Question three. In TV Skippy, what did the dad do for a living?
He was a park ranger.
Well done. It
That's
was
2 points for
what
me.
What was his
I
name?
Think, Dolly.
Oh, I can't remember his name. Hey, now, but just something quick, little bit
have
of
have you
a,
got 2 points and I've got one?
Yes.
Got,
oh,
are you keeping
half,
tally?
Actually,
he's oh, half, don't keep right. tally, Dad.
Now, just a little Brettypedia fact.
Yes.
The series was dubbed in Spanish for Mexico, where it is known as Skippy el Cangoro.
Oh.
And in Sweden, it's banned because psychologists feared that the show would mislead children into believing animals could do things they could not.
Hey, do you know how
well,
Skippy
the Americans
goes,
still think that about kangaroos, don't they?
You know how Skippy goes...
Yeah.
Well, in Spanish, was it...
I think so. Question four. Although Melrose Place was a popular drama set in an apartment...
Melrose Place.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Set in an apartment building in the 1990s in Los Angeles, which Australian soap opera in the 70s beat
Number 96.
Well
oh.
done.
Oh, all over
well
that.
Well done,
I?
Joey. Joey.
You're right.
Because it also had a bomb, it had serial killers, gay characters and sex aplenty.
And Dolly
and
got
nudity.
That because it was black and white. Do you remember that, don't you?
I do remember my black and white box.
Okay. Now, one of our favourite... Question five. For those of you playing at home, question five. One of our popular Oz TV shows here at Catching Up is...
Prisoner,
yes.
It was filmed all over Melbourne. Mm-hmm. What was the building they actually filmed, they used as the actual prison?
Channel 10, Nunawading.
Well done.
Channel 10,
Nunawading.
Bonus.
Yes.
Bonus point. Was that bonus point you said, Brett?
No. This is the bonus point. So you get a point for that one. So for those of you playing at home, go for the bonus question. True or false? Top Dog B. Smith character was sent down as she murdered her husband.
True.
Dolly?
Was sent down.
You said true.
Oh, bugger.
Dolly?
Oh, I'll have to say false then.
False.
Got out and then killed her husband.
B. was initially in prison for strangling her husband's mistress.
Yeah.
Then shot him dead when she got out.
No, she got out and then killed him. She had to finish it off.
Absolutely.
Oh.
All right.
But how did she die, Brett? Wiki facts.
She died in a fired Barnhurst.
That's right.
Barnhurst.
How did her daughter die?
Drug overdose. She didn't keep herself nice.
What was her daughter's name?
Oh, was it Leonie?
Debbie.
Debbie, of course.
Debbie does.
Mum, what am I going to do? You're still in there. Remember the flashback scene? Anyway, question six.
I'm going to talk a little bit about Wentworth. Wentworth.
Oh, exciting.
In my segment, a little bit later on in the show.
Beautiful. Mm-hmm. So question six.
Yes.
Name three members of the Young Talent Time team who went on to become bigger stars.
Oh, I know this one.
You can just say...
Danny Minogue. And what's that Tina bloody... What's her face? Arena.
Tina Arena.
And I need and one more.
The boy darling with dark hair.
and his name would
be... One Wonder Sweetheart.
Not tie a yellow ribbon round the old oak tree. He sung that.
Still nothing.
That's Orlando Bloom.
Okay, I would have... Well, I'm sorry, you don't get any points. For those of you at home, it's Deborah Byrne, Jamie Redfern, Sally Boyden, Jamie. Karen Knowles. Oh, sorry, Karen Knowles.
Oh, Karen Knowles.
Johnny Bowles, Tina Arena and Danny Minogue. But here's a bonus question.
Who's the wog, darling? The little woggy boy.
Joey Peroni.
That's the one I meant.
Okay.
He went overseas and did a little song. One hit one.
The wog.
That's not right, is it?
And she said wog as a funny Australian. Yes. Not being right.
No, we've done.
So as a bonus question, because you guys didn't get that right.
Oh, what's
bonus
the score?
Question. Bonus no, question. What Beatles song? Did the show close with every episode? Jamie?
I'll close your eyes and I'll kiss you.
I need the name, not the singing.
Tomorrow I'll miss you.
Remember.
And send all your
send all my loving.
Well done. Point each.
I got it in.
Point each.
We can go all night on that one.
Is it called All My Loving or
Send? Yeah, like the Beverly Sisters in here tonight. So, question seven, guys.
Oh, there's
in
another
the
one.
1980s glitzy soap opera, Return to Eden.
Oh, gosh. This is my question, Dolph.
Or what was Eden?
Oh. Oh, it was a place, it was a farm in, you know, outback Australia.
It
was a station.
I will pay that.
It's a station.
It was the family home, was Eden, a vast estate in the Northern Territory.
And that's,
well,
where,
Northern
that's Territory. Where you go to get eaten by a crocodile, so you come
Eden,
back after
Eden
the plastic
Eden.
Surgery.
Hey, just quickly.
You're bloody eaten by crocodiles, mate.
On top of doing a Prisoner remake, Channel 9 is also going to do a remake of Return to Eden.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, no.
Okay,
cash
Dolly,
available.
That's
now,
not going to help anyone.
Name this theme, Dolly. Running down to the beach.
Paradise Beach.
Together.
Pacific Drive. Henderson Kids, darling. Kill it, cut it.
So for those of he was absolutely spot on the money. It was the Henderson Kids, starring the wonderful, sexy Nicholas Eady, the wonderful Nadine Gardner, and
Kylie Minogue.
So you get a point for that.
Keep yourself nice.
Okay, question nine. There's only two more questions to go.
Oh, good.
Now this is three part.
Ooh.
All right. So you need to get all three parts
I'll get
of this.
Pad. I'll get my pad ready.
Get your pad ready.
Neighbours is the quintessential soap opera. Set in the suburbs of Melbourne.
Is that a question?
The first part, this is the setting up, darling.
Okay, go,
we're
go,
on the radio.
All right, go.
Right. So the first part of the question is, name the suburb it was set.
Neighbours.
Ramsey Street, Erinsborough.
Erinsborough, well done. Uh-huh. Which TV station cancelled the show before Channel 10 picked it up and made it into a success?
Channel 7.
Correct. And finally, who sang what song at Scott and Charlene's wedding?
Scott and Charlene's wedding. Yeah. Danny, Kylie and Jason's wedding.
Kylie and Jason's wedding.
Who sang what? Oh, was it her brother?
No, Dolly?
No idea.
Okay, for those of you playing at home,
nothing here.
I'm assuming you would have guessed it was Angry Anderson with Suddenly.
Oh.
Beautiful, Brett.
Final song. Final question before we go to the song. I know. Dolly's chomping at the bit.
He's champion.
The Oz Music Show countdown always had Molly wanting us to do ourselves a favour.
Yes.
What was the final line that each show finished with every week?
Oh, was it "Keep Yourself Nice"?
Goodbye, Australia.
Good night, Australia.
Oh, good night, Australia.
We'll pay that, dolls. We'll pay that.
So for those of you at home,
yes, keep on talking.
Well, I hope you've got it. Jamie, I think you've won.
I won. Good on you, Jamie. And this you know more about TV than me.
This is the fabulous...
Bonnie Pointer.
Bonnie Pointer with Heaven Must Have Sent You. You're on Joy 94.9 with the Catching Up crew.
Joy 94.9.
Hello, we're the Kransky Sisters on Joy 94.9.
You're on Catching Up. This is Joy 94.9 with Jamie, Brett and Dolly. We are talking all about Oz TV tonight. Great moments. Was it Jason and Kylie's wedding? Was it The Freak when she popped a rubber glove on? Was it Michelle and Ferret? What would it have been? But we're now crossing life.
Was
to
it
the
number 96 when you got 96. To see all those boobies?
Was it Abigail in that?
Yeah, it was Abigail,
she?
Wasn't it?
I remember also, they also had the box.
Oh, they did have the box. The show called The Box.
Do you remember when we did the Blankety Blanks game and I played Abigail?
Yes.
Oh, Graham.
And I was Ugly Dave Graham. That's the only thing I can do about Ugly Dave Graham.
We're now crossing live to the wonderful Dolly. Who's
hello. Yes. Yes, hello. I'm here. Well, I'm going to go with more contemporary kids.
Oh, good on
my
you.
My Aussie TV.
Good on you, darling.
Because I'm going for the here and the now. And apparently we're all going to die tomorrow. So
it
I thought to talk about what's
is that
on
because
now.
Because of those bloody Aztecs. Aztecs or
Mayans?
Mayans.
Yes.
Anyway.
Oh, if it's not the Mayans, so it's the Incans.
We've got to go to the bottle shop on the way home, Brett.
Okay, not a problem.
And make sure you quickly see these TV Aussie shows before you die.
Yes, till midnight.
Yeah, okay. If you don't mind. Or shove them perhaps into your Christmas stocking or somebody else's stocking. First one I've got is Outland.
Yes.
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm. Gay science fiction.
Gay science fiction. A 6-part comedy series about a gay science fiction fan club and the lives, loves and never-ending dramas of its members. There's... Oh, I've got a bit of audio
what
too.
What do you guys actually do?
Ooh.
Through discussion and debate, we explore the infinite and varied concepts and ideas behind the worlds of speculative fiction.
Ah, so you're all queer sci-fi geeks.
Generally, I prefer the term enthusiast.
Here we go.
And science fiction.
Ta-da!
That's Christine.
And homosexualist.
Muffin.
Hello, I'm Fab. Who might you be?
Is he a Star Trek guy?
Be quiet.
Or a Doctor Who guy?
Be quiet.
No.
We could tell him about school. Remember how every time I got beaten up, you had to step in.
Get beaten up too.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, that was Adam Richard, wasn't it?
Can I say, I'm a Doctor Who fan. It's very camp. It's very funny. Adam Richard does Dalek drag.
Mm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. He does. It's fantastic. And when it's not only is
what's
it...
What's it called again?
It's called Outland. Outland.
Outland. It's Outland. Very funny.
I'll write that down.
Chookers to Outland.
Well,
Outland.
If you don't want to support gay marriages, like support it. Gay TV and buy absolutely. A copy and shove it in your stocking is what I'm yes. saying. Yes. Yeah, look, there was only 6 episodes.
But it was funny.
But it was funny. It was good. Yeah, well, you can probably see why there wasn't another series done. You know,
well,
because maybe the storylines were a little bit, you know, shallow.
Yeah, but it's very niche.
But we like shallow, don't
yeah,
we?
Do like shallow. It's got a gay theme, so it might come with a special shaped box. You might be able to shove it somewhere other than your stocking, dolls.
You could
that's,
well do.
That's lovely. Getting back to vibrators.
The next, shut up. One the next time. One I'm shoving into stocking is Rake, R-A-K-E, Rake, with yes. Richard oh. Roxburgh.
Yes,
he's got the central character of Cleaver Green, who plays a loser lawyer that just happens to put his foot in his mouth whenever he opens it.
Well,
have
that
you
sounds
heard of
good
Rake?
Too.
He's a hot ginge.
Oh, we love a hot
yeah.
ginger.
Yeah, he's fantastic. He's a lovable loser and completely politically incorrect, which
oh,
I
totally.
Don't mind,
you
with no I, morals whatsoever.
You and I have that in common, don't we, Brett? Whoa. We've got a little secret gingy-mingy fetish.
Oh, and, oh it's not yeah, always about you. Yeah. Shut
all
up.
All right, shut up.
God, it's about your legs. It's about you. I'm sick of it. Anyway, the writing of the series is excellent and
yes.
the acting is brilliant with yes. lots of cameos by Toni Collette,
yes. oh, we love
Rachel
her.
Griffiths.
Beautiful.
Oh, we love her.
Wonderful actresses. And yes. one scene, Cleaver gets a little bit drunk. When he gets drunk a lot of the time, actually, he misses his father's funeral, goes to the wrong one instead,
oh.
and then gets punched in the face by his sister when he finally makes it to his father's wake. So he's continually getting into these lovely little predicaments.
Have you got a clip?
I've got a little clip of him oh. getting into another predicament where he's finding himself a little bit pissed, getting bored with the conversation, as you do, and then giving his 2 cents worth.
Oh,
here we
roll
go.
Tape.
You know, it's the wretched politics that drive me nuts. Mm-hmm. It's supposed to be a happy event.
Correct. That is absolutely correct.
Oh, excuse me. I'm sorry. Linda, isn't it?
Leanne,
yeah. Sorry to interrupt, Leanne, but I'm curious about something.
Oh, yes?
Yeah. I've noticed you say the word correct a lot.
Really?
Yeah.
I hadn't noticed.
Yes, when somebody says something that you agree with, you don't say yes or uh-huh or even you go, girl. You say correct.
I'm sorry, you've lost me, Cleaver.
Oh, well, it's sort of like a school teacher talking to a 10-year-old, you know? It's you're not actually agreeing, you're approving. It's as if the statement is invalid until you deem it so.
Your point being?
Well, it's like you're an arbiter of the truth. It's a way of being smug and superior, Liam, which is why so many fuckwits in the city use it. And now it's spread into the mouths of the spouses like some sort of contagion. Your kids will be saying it soon. From the back seat of the four-wheel drive Porsche, feeling safe and smug and superior. Buying a Porsche SUV for the sake of the kids' safety. I don't think I've heard such transparently banal bullshit in my entire life.
That's the wine.
You go, girl.
You go, girl.
There's a visual
gag
there. And just a little bit of a warning that about that. There may be some colourful language.
Well,
you're
getting the idea of the character. Yes,
but it sounds funny.
Oh, he just gets in all these situations. It's so well written.
We do it so well
Rake.
In Australia.
And there's two series, so shove both of them into your Christmas stocking. Tangle.
Yes. Now, you're telling me about Tangle. Mm.
Not Tangled, because that's the American, you know, kind
Disney.
Of Disney thing.
We don't want that.
Don't want that, sweetheart. We want Tangle.
Yes.
Which is a drama that follows two families whose lives are tangled together, and it stars Ben Mendelsohn, which we know and love. Do you know Ben? Animal Kingdom.
Yes.
And he's in that new one with Brad Pitt. Isn't he? That Killing Softly or whatever. He's in that.
He's done Hollywood. Hollywood.
He has.
Sounds like a new Brokeback Mountain.
Cat Stewart. Cat Stewart.
Now she played.
She was in the original Underbelly.
Yes.
Played Carl Lewis's wife. Remember her?
No.
You don't do.
No, but I think it's fascinating what you're saying, and that's the main thing.
Roberta.
Talking contemporary, which
she played Roberta. Oh, I love you.
Now, she's a fantastic actress.
She's a brilliant actress.
And in Tangle, she plays another hideous slapper.
Ah, look, she does it really well, though.
She does the slap as well. She really does. Justine Clarke.
Now, Justine.
Play School.
She was in Play School, but also Justine was Rue, one of the original cast members of Home and Away. Another huge, and that was meant to tell you before, the reason why Channel 7 created Home and Away is because they were really pissed off about Neighbours getting so much success.
Yes,
they had to create it.
She was Alf Stewart's daughter, wasn't she?
Yes. Mm. She had an illegal child.
Do you know Home and Away was actually set in near where I grew up in Rockingham? The original writer wrote it about Palm Beach. Country people would go there for holidays.
Would they?
Yes.
But it was filmed in the Northern Beaches in Sydney.
Yeah. Still going.
Yes.
Now, Justine Clarke was in Love My Way also. Did you see Love My Way?
It's
another
My
series
Way.
You should shove into your stocking. That talked about the 30-something-year-olds, whereas Tangle talks about the 40-something-year-olds.
Right,
you might want to get it in a couple of years' time, Jamie.
She's knocking at the door, let me tell you.
I might save that one then.
Also starring the beautiful Catherine McClement, who is in Rush,
Eden.
Crash Burn, lots of wonderful things like Crash that, Burn. And is also going to be in Wentworth.
See,
so Catherine McClements is all
gay
over
gasp,
everything.
Gay gasp for Wentworth.
And I'll talk a little bit about Wentworth. And Joe Tobeck in 30 Seconds, along with a collection of teenagers playing their children.
Yes.
So the same team that created Love My Way created Tangle. All right? It's a must.
It all sounds good, Dolly, but Wentworth.
Shove it to your stocking. I haven't got any audio on it.
Wentworth. Huh?
First, I've got 20-something.
Oh, we've got another. Okay.
Have you heard of 20-something?
No.
This is Melbourne. Melbourne. 5 years ago, Melbourne-based actors Jess Harris and Josh Schmidt vowed to live on magic beans for a year and wrote, shot and edited 20-something, which is a comedy series about slacker mates searching for their big break. Now, the show started on Channel 31.
Yes.
And then it got funded from, you know, blah, 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 blah. And then it got onto the ABC for a first series. They're putting the second series next year. I'm talking very fast to keep your attention because I'm
great.
Not talking about Home Away or Prisoner, am I?
You're talking about contemporary Oz TV.
20-something is hilarious. And it really is something to shove into your Christmas stocking.
Shove it in.
Well, support your local.
No, it all sounds really interesting.
Because they're a comedy duo and they're hilarious.
Support your local sheriff. Support your local TV.
Wentworth. Here we go. Jamie's waking up now. What's Wentworth about, Terry?
Do you reckon they'll have the same theme tune?
I don't think so. I think they're changing it all, darling, and they're getting lots of sexy-looking people playing all the leads.
See, this is where they're going to...
Not the frumpy, ugly.
See, the one thing about Prisoner...
Not the Doreens, but the
one thing about Prisoner was, even though the acting and the sets were pretty bad, there was that drama. It sucked you in. You wanted to know about it.
Because it was great.
Daniel Cormack has landed the top dog role of B. Smith. She's a New Zealand actor. Yeah. She played Epiphany in Xena and Hercules and was also an Underbelly Razor. Catherine McClements plays Meg Jackson.
Now, are they actually using the same names, Dolly?
Well, Meg Jackson is becoming governor, apparently.
She always should have been.
And Erica Davidson is now pitched as a lawyer, all right?
Okay.
The role of Doreen. Dawes, originally played by Collett Mann, is now an Indigenous character.
Oh, that's nice.
What about Bloody Birdsworth?
They've got Celia Ireland. She was in Laid and in All Saints.
Okay.
Now, the Leso.
Yeah.
The Gen Y lesbian Frankie Doyle.
Yes.
Oh, she's cute, this one. Yeah. She was in Rush. Nicole De Silva.
Oh,
Nicole De Silva. She's in Rush and East West. She's very cute, very cute. Not ugly like gold.
When is it appearing on our TV screens in 2013?
I don't know, darling. It's being shot soon, though, I think.
It's already being shot.
We're about being shot, darling.
You've got the goss on.
That's like Clayton or somewhere. They've built a studio.
A friend of mine did an extra scene for it.
Yeah, it's in Clayton, in the Melbourne suburb of Clayton. It's being shot.
I can't wait. It's going to be so exciting.
Do you know what? Do yourself a favour.
Get
the stocking fillers or wait for next year for Wentworth. How exciting. Hey, look, we've just had a bit of a guest who's just stumbled into the studio. My goodness. Obviously, coming up next is Sci-Fi and Squeam, and we've got the wonderful Mitch coming in.
Oh,
mate,
hello.
How are you tonight?
Hey, I'm good. Tonight we've got a really big jam-packed show. Yep. It's Asian horror, and we're fuller than a club sandwich. So if you bite it, everything will
fall
out.
Fuller than a club sandwich,
fuller
Mitch.
Than a gook.
Fuller than a club sandwich.
You've been thinking about that all day.
Actually, no. Just hit me.
Now, this is a visual gag, and we have to just explain. Mitch is wearing a very cute little cap that's got ears on it. It's very cute, Mitch. Is that part of your Asian horror costume?
Oh, no, this is an Adventure Time hat and Adventure Time shirt.
Oh.
So it's a really cool American
costume.
Because
he keeps us up with the kids, doesn't he, Mitch?
He does.
We wouldn't know bloody anything if it wasn't Mitch.
I mean, I did understand his T-shirt only because my nephews showed me the show.
Mitch, have you been at the gym? You're looking a bit buffer than normal. You look like little boobies
I have, haven't you?
I've
been going to the gym.
Good
two
boy.
Weeks.
2 weeks and that's happened.
So strong.
Gosh, I'll see you in six.
That's coming up next on Sci-Fi and Screen. But obviously, we're going to wrap up the show. Thanks so much for joining us,
Mitch.
Thank you. But we're going to wrap up the show soon, and it's all about Oz TV, and we've had such a brilliant night tonight. So you're listening.
We'll be back after these messages.
Absolutely. Joy 94.9.
Hi, I'm Lily Tomlin, and you are listening to Joy 94.9.
Catching up with Brett, Jamie and Dolly, we were just doing a very silly visual gag on Joy 94.9. Clearly it's the radio and we've really got to work out this medium, but it's all been about Oz TV tonight.
Aussie.
Exhausted.
Oh my God, we covered Prisoner, we covered Sale of the Century.
Oh, let's not cover
it
again, Brett.
Okay, we did the top 10 and Dolly obviously filled in all the wonderful... filled us in.
She doesn't normally do it, the radio. No, only when we need it desperately, generally on public holidays.
Oh, look, hey, look.
Hey, next week, what are we doing? We're going to be talking a bit about Christmas because it's Jesus' birthday.
Yes,
we're doing Christmas.
What are we going to do?
I think we might have a bit of a special guest on, a comedian coming on.
Oh, that'd be nice.
That'll be nice.
But they'll have to talk about Christmas.
But we are going to talk about Christmas.
And you've got some Camp Chrissy tunes. You can't
I'm
help
doing
yourself,
the music next week.
What are we going to get Jesus? I mean, he's already had gold. He's already had myrrh. He's already had frankincense.
Do you know what? I think he'd like some more gold. No one wants myrrh and frankincense. You can't return it.
What do you buy someone that's 2,000 years old? That's tough. That's a tough call. Gym membership.
He's not going to be around because we're all dying
at midnight.
A new liver.
Oh, that's right. We're not going to make it.
A liver
Christmas.
For Jesus.
Well, I know.
That makes sense.
Oh, my God.
A liver drive. Live the telethon for Jesus. Why not? We've done it all before.
Well, so we're all going to be here next week, aren't we?
We are going to be all here next week, Dolly.
Yeah.
All right.
And who have we got next singing for us?
We have got the fabulous Denny Hines with I Like the Way. Jesus, I love this song.
Do you?
Thank you, Jesus.
It's a good song.
Thanks, Jesus. You're on Joy 94.9.
Signing off tonight. It's been Brett.
It's Jamie. Thanks for your company.
Good night, Australia.
You've been listening to the podcast of Catching Up on Joy 94.9. If you've enjoyed the show, you can tune in for more fun regularly on a Tuesday night between 9 and 10pm or follow the links at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.